KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. If your spine is given to shivers, watch out for the moment and margin call. When a young risk analyst spots a piece of data on his computer screen, takes a moment to reflect on what he's discovered, and then realizes that it's the financial equivalent of the asteroid headed for Earth in Armageddon. The time is 2008, and the place is a Manhattan investment bank that bears a more than passing resemblance to Lehman Brothers. J.C. Chandler's fine debut feature is a shrewdly circumscribed chamber piece that studies the tactics and ethics, or the absence of ethics, of some major and minor players at the bank during 24 frantic hours before the planet killer hits. It's all chilling and enjoyable entertainment with smarts and a well-honed edge. The film's most memorable character is its deepest-dyed villain, the bank's CEO. His name is John Told, not to be confused with Dick Fuld, Lehman's ex-CEO, and played with Karloffian menace by Jeremy Irons. There's a lot to be said for balanced portraits of fallible people, but balance pales in comparison to the dramatic pleasures of evil. Irons has some good lines to work with. When the young risk analyst struggles to explain the implications of his discovery, the CEO says, "Speak as you might to a child or a golden retriever. It wasn't brains that got me here, you know that." Still, the actor's gestures say more than words can. They're so lofty and condescending as to suggest that Tull doesn't see his underlings as human at all. One of them isn't, Simon Baker's Jared, who's a pompadour Iago. Two might have been human in gentler times, executives played by Paul Bettany and Demi Moore. Her presence is a marginal call. And two are definitely human for whatever good it does them, Kevin Spacey's Sam, an anguished occupant of an upper echelon post, and Stanley Tucci's Eric, a senior analyst who has to weigh the personal risk of coming back into the fold after having been cast out for the twin sins of wisdom and honesty. Penn Badgley is a 23-year-old trader named Seth who cares obsessively about what people earn, as well he might. He earned $250,000 the previous year for pushing around numbers that no one looked at. It's impossible, of course, to sympathize with a smarmy squirt like him or an unconscionable monster like Tuld, but it isn't much easier to feel the pain of someone as rich and privileged as Sam, even though he's decades older, has a keen awareness of right and wrong, and loves his dog. And the movie gives us little or no sense of what caused Wall Street's meltdown. Within its narrow confines, though, Margin Call succeeds in portraying a culture completely divorced from the one in which ordinary people live and work. It's going to get ugly, various people say at various points in the developing crisis. It gets uglier than they ever could have guessed. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.